For 2 days I had been to Jasra, Jagannath Mandir, not far off. About, I think, 60 kilometers from here, 65 kilometers. Now, where from this question?
Devotee from Holland.
Devotee from Holland. He sent his queries, or query, you may say. Once a discussion arose between a soon-to-be initiate and several of his friends. The initiate-to-be asked his friends why they didn't take initiation as well. One of the reasons of his friends came up with was as follows. I first want to make sure that I can keep the promises that I make when I take initiation. First paragraph. Now the way I can relate to this point of view is, number one, I may or may not have understood it correctly, that the Guru takes some karma of his disciples when they commit sins. Now, as a disciple, I never want to pass any karma to my Guru. So, in this way, it seems a like valid point to make. Next. However, the argument against this, from what I have heard, is that unless one actually takes initiation, unless one surrenders fully unto the lotus feet of the bona fide Guru, all the efforts one puts into performing devotional service is actually in vain. So the question is, what is the recommended course of action regarding these two arguments? Should I wait until I feel ready to commit myself, or should I seek to take initiation as soon as the opportunity arises? At risk of passing karma to my Guru, but knowing that otherwise my devotional service will be in vain. This is the question. Now you have to remember what he wants. Already I have submitted to you This is my humble submission. Our Gurudev, our Supreme Lord, He is actually engaging me in His service. There must be something in me. For that reason, one devotee of Holland has got this sort of impetus, put such question to me, to correct. Because Supreme Lord is everywhere. He is residing in the heart of every living being. And through the devotee, He graces others. So, the devotee, I don't know his name, he has got this impetus in his heart to put this question. So, I am to think my own state of bhajan. What I am doing, for that reason God has sent somebody and put this question to me. As far as I remember, I was attracted by our most revered Gurudev, by seeing him and had correspondence with him and came to Calcutta with questions. And after being satisfied, and when I learned, I opened my heart to him. From childhood, I have got this sort of mentality I had. What I am seeing is, it is like one of the video conference or television in the family. As parents, brothers, sisters, and others, all these things, where from they have come? Independently, some left us. Where they are going? And where I shall go? Where from I have come? I became indifferent by thinking about this. What is this? Now our friends drag me and take me to their own group. At that time I forgot for some time. But when I remain alone, secluded place, I found everything is non-eternal here. And everything is dark to me. Where from we have come? Where we shall go? No. So I became indifferent. In the meantime, our Gurudev went there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his own person to our place. I never heard Gaudiya Math earlier. And our Gurudev stayed at the house. The person, the owner of the house, used to work in the office of our uncle. Was an advocate. I used to see him coming, doing. Guruma stayed there. Ultimately, I came to know that he was a devotee of Gaudiya Math. For that reason, Guru must stay there. It will be congenial for taking food, etc. I never had been to his house. I took another friend and went there and met Gurudev. I had some question there and I had correspondence with Gurudev. Ultimately, I met him here in Calcutta. At that time, Guru Maharaj was residing in number 8, Hadar Road, near this place, not very far. I had been to that place. I met Gurudev. And I submitted to him. I had no attraction for such family relation. So transitory, perishable, ephemeral, that I become indifferent. But I want to know that if there be anything beyond this, that is eternal. You advise me what to do, and also I have got some drawbacks. I have got indifference. This is correct. But again, I have got the spirit of enjoying. That is also within me. At this mental stage, whether I should leave the house and renounce the house and live with you here in the mall. What is your advice? I have got these drawbacks. Then he said, all the conditioned souls have got these drawbacks. They have forgotten Supreme Lord. They have committed offense at the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. They want to enjoy this world. The Supreme Lord constructed or built this, all these universes, worlds, and species, created species. For them, you go there and enjoy. You do not want me. You want to enjoy. 80 lakhs of species. 80 species other and 4 lakhs human beings. Go there. Because he has got love for his created beings. They don't want him to serve. They want to enjoy this world. So there should be such body through which he can enjoy. So I created so many species. Go. Now you have got this human birth and God has given the power of discrimination between bad and good, eternal, non-eternal, other living beings have got no such power of discrimination. They do out of instinct. Their life is not congenial for worship, but human beings can worship. But they have got this discriminating power. They can give up non-eternal and can accept the eternal truth. So, all conditioned souls, those who become averse to Sri Krishna, his illusory energy envelops them. And they are now considering, I am this body, I am born, I have got these bodily relations, all this, and all this through these material sense organ, I shall enjoy. That is that I have got here now. By Without his imparted power, you can't do anything. As Swami Maharaj replied to a young chap when he said in American someplace, Swamiji, I don't believe God. But who has given you the power to say, I don't believe God? If the power is withdrawn by Supreme Lord, can you say, I don't believe God? How long your vanity will remain? Any moment you will have your, get your end. This has come birth, this has come must death. And you have got such verity. But that is, you take shelter, you have got your weaknesses, you have got your drawbacks, I and meet. But you take shelter to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is all powerful. He will rescue you. You want to have contact with eternal truth? He is eternal truth. All existence, all knowledge, all bliss. Take shelter to him. Dvai vijjhesha gunumaya mama maya durattaya mamaja pradante maya metantarantite. In Gita it is said. Dvai maya, the illusory energy. When you become averse, you want to serve Krishna, that this material energy will envelop us. Of three primal qualities, sattva, tamo, guna. Then we get this non-eternal body, non-eternal relations, non-eternal sense organs, non-eternal things. And we are burning by threefold afflictions. So you have to take shelter. He is capable. You are not capable. No condition is capable. By his own power, he cannot cross over this ocean of cycles of births and deaths caused by universal energy. But anybody, any person, or any living being, even Gajendra, when he took shelter, was this good? Take shelter to me. Devi Jagunumaya Maya Maya Virataya Mame Vajapandu Maya Maya Vitantram. One will submit to me, not only by words, but by action. To take shelter, I am of Krishna, I am not of this world. Sixfold Saranagati. I am not of the world, I am of Krishna. And he is the only protector and sustainer. And all the congenial rules and regulations for devotion I have to accept. So commandments of the scriptures, the commandments of Supreme Lord through scriptures, I accept. And prohibitions are to be given up. That is taking shelter. If you do it, then you are taking shelter. You have taken shelter. That you can get by the company of the bona fide sadhu. Even by reading and memorizing, you could not get it. But that is the nature of the eternal, nature of the eternal real self within us. That is the person. The body is not the person. Body is not considered person by anybody in this world, either theist or atheist. One dies, it has got no value. As long as consciousness is there, thinking, feeling, willing, then he is considered as person. Dead body is not considered as person. For that reason, to take shelter, Then I thought, oh, Guru Maharaj wants me that I should join. Then I said, I have another difficulty. What is the difficulty? My revered father has got some affection for me, extra. For that reason, he used to look after me. I didn't disturb him by asking this, you have to give me this cloth, this, never, whatever he wants. But others are disturbing. No, I didn't disturb. And he himself came to me. Do you require anything? You see, in this world, if you take shelter of a conditioned soul with finite capacity, when you take shelter to me, he will also be forced to think about you. Automatically everything is coming. And if you take shelter to Supreme Lord, will there be any difficulty? You know Supreme Lord, there is no Supreme Lord. I don't believe God. You are believing all the human beings, you are going to them to get your own mundane benefits, to Prime Minister, to MLAs, to MPs, to other things. They have got that capacity to remove your wants. You are accepting small, who is Ishwar? Who has got dominating power and wealth is Ishwar. You are accepting small Ishwars. Why you are so hesitating in accepting the Supreme Lord? If you do not accept him, he will not lose anything. If I do not believe in fire and kick over the fire, your leg will be burned. Fire will not lose anything. If you do not accept fire, do not believe fire, you will be a loser from the benefit of fire. Fire will not be there. If you take shelter from there, he will come at your back to protect you, to save you, to give you all these things. What sort of? You are believing small gods, small gods. Even Buddha, they say, we are atheists. Jaino, they say atheist. But they believe Buddha and Mahavir. The Mahavir Buddha is teachings, if we are take, then we shall be benefited. But they are also, they have got belief. There is no essential thing in this world that you do not believe in God. In the dominance of the wealth and power everywhere. So take shelter. And I say that I have got some sort of weakness, whether I commit any sin, if I without making anything to Father, if I go out, he will be in anxiety and worries, all these things. Will it be good? Then Gurudev said, Sarvadharmān parityajya mām ekam śaraṇaṁ bhaja aham tvaṁ sarvabhaddha mokkheṣe māri. Ultimately, what Krishna said? You are of me, you are in me, you are by me, you should remain for me. You give up all other dharma, duties, whatever you in this, and take absolute shelter to me. I am giving you words, I shall rescue you from all sins. Why are you thinking? He is the actual Father, eternal Father. By serving you, him, you also serve your present Father. You will be benefited. everybody will be benefited. You pour water at the root of the tree, the whole tree will be nourished. If you give food to the stomach, whole limbs of the body will be nourished. If you serve Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, all will be served. Then I thought Guru Maharaj wanted me, I should come and join it. Then they come. Yes, with your bedding you come. With my bedding I won't be able to come. Because they will doubt. I shall have to leave the house without telling anything. But I have to tell something. Because one new cloth I was taking under my garment. And one sister saw and reported something he took. Then what is this? No, I am going to a friend, to friends there. And if I meet him and take his advice, then I shall get benefit. According to me, I am going to the sadhus. Sadhus are friends. And benefit, spiritual benefit, not worldly benefit. They understand, well, occasionally I was going to Calcutta, I am coming to Calcutta. So there were some words he was going, all right. But after that, when I didn't return, they were in difficulty. For months together, they were searching. If I do not worship Krishna, then I shall have to pay the debts to him. He has given his energy for me, rears up me, and all these things. But that is, now you see, this is applicable to me. Now I have taken Gurudev. If I commit offense, then Gurudev will be disturbed. Gurudev has taken me. Isn't that it? Gurudev will be disturbed. If Gurudev disturbed and I found Gurudev before his disappearance, 2-3 months he remained as sick, and we had to go to hospital, etc. So I made this arrangement for treatment as per direction of the other friends. So I made some offenses. For that reason, perhaps this devotee reminded me. I committed offense for Gurudev. I didn't actually worship Krishna. I worship Krishna and did many wrong things for which Gurudev had to suffer so much. But I heard from Gurudev one thing. You very attentively hear. Gurudev told me, you see, people are telling me I am Gurudev. And to whom I am giving mantra, their disciples. But actually, I am not Gurudev. And I am not making disciples. But actually, we are seeing, because I want to dedicate my life for the service of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and his devotees. Sri Krishna wants that his persons, those who have become averse to him and are suffering here in this world, they should be diverted from that world by giving instructions, spiritual the evidences, etc., you should try to divert them from that and engage them in the service of me, then I shall be satisfied. To satisfy Krishna as per his order, to remove the afflictions of the conditioned souls, it is our duty to do. I do it for the satisfaction of Krishna. But the others see, this person is giving mantra, his guru, this person is taking mantra. Actually, I am not thinking myself as guru. I am a servitor of Krishna, servitor of my Gurudev. I am to carry out the orders of Gurudev and Supreme Lord, so that they are satisfied. When by their satisfaction, for their satisfaction, if you do anything, then who will take the responsibility? You get, there are two kinds of guru, pseudo guru and bona fide guru. Gulf of difference. Pseudo guru is making guru, making disciples for his own mundane benefits. The disciples, if they say, oh, I do not like to wear this basil garland, I do not want. Read, no. You will remain disciple to me. Remain disciple to me. Give me pranami. I cannot be able to give up such eating. I shall have to take odious. All right, you take it. But this is also guru. And they are also disciples. They have got mundane targets. Gurus have got mundane targets and disciples. This is the actual. It has been taught by Prahlad Charitra. Kula guru, family guru, Sandavarka. Prahlad did not accept their teachings. Prahlad accepted the teachings of Narada Goswami, whom he got when he was in mother's womb. So, there are two kinds of guru. Guru who thinks himself, I am the eternal servant, and servant is to carry out the orders of his guru or of his supreme master. With that target when he does, and everything by performing puja, Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan, all responsibility comes to his Gurudev and Bhagavan. And tell him, these are the rules and regulations. We have to give up all these things, prohibitions. Fish, place, etc., everything. No liquor, gambling, prohibited, everything. And in vegetables, onions, garlics, and one kind of red fish, prohibited. It depends upon the food. Food is also required. Only by taking medicine we cannot recover from the disease. In the world we see, they also prescribe along with the medicine also diet. Proper diet should be there. If there is proper no diet, then medicine will not give any help. Now I have got cholera. And I am taking all these preparations which are prepared for the Supreme Lord, all good dishes, and also medicine. I shall go to God of Death. I shall die. So diet is also necessary. That we have to keep, accept. And he will say, this is the way. You have to take prasad, that which cannot be offered to Lord, you should not take. You should have belief. You should take absolute shelter to him. And he will take your responsibility. Manasa deha go jokuchu mor, orpidu tvapade nanda kishore. Sampade vipade jivane varane, daimava gela tvapade upade varane. Bengali, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing, I am giving everything to you. This mind belongs to you. Body belongs to you. It is not mine. From your energy, material energy. You are possessor of all infinite energies. Sixfold energy principle. Vaishadhyasa samagrasa vidyasa dharasya jnana vairagyati vasannang bhagam bhagaitingana. Infinite energy. And this body and subtle body is the outcome of the material potency, apara prakriti. And this real self is the outcome of the para potency. I am not Supreme Lord. This you have to think. I am not Master Ranger. Now we want to enjoy, for that reason we have got this body. To enjoy this, all these non-eternal things, unholy things of this world. It is a kind of punishment. Here in this world you will find so many human beings. There are male human beings, female human beings. But actually male human being means Purush. Actual Purush is Supreme Lord. He is the only master and enjoy. Krishna has said in Gita, Aham Sarva Jagara Bhakta Chaprayo. I am the only enjoyer and master. Rupa Goswami has written in Loka Bhagavata, Vishnu Srini Rupani Purushakhani Atavidu Ekastu Mahata Srashti Dityam Tandra Sandhisham Tityam Sarvahutastam Tani Gatma Vijam Vimuchyate. When we see Supreme Lord as Purush, then we will be delivered from this Maya. We shall have no desire to enjoy this world. Whether we are male or female, we are posing as enjoyer and master here. We are posing to be Purush, but Purush is Tin Purushavatar, Karnaji Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu first, primordial energy, material energy, prakriti. There he observed, then and imparted conscious energy and the whole numerous universes have been created. First Karnadamji Mahavishnu, Pratham Purushavatar, he is the Purush. I am not Purush. I am the outcome of his energy. And he is the possessor of infinite energy. I am the outcome of the marginal energy. Of all the infinite energies. That energy, my energy remains for me. His energy will remain his form for me. There will be natural. And you are doing unnatural thing here. So you have got this punishment. Several times, Roshuna births and deaths, you have to suffer. And that is also given by Supreme Lord. Without Supreme Lord, you cannot get this also. He has got weakness in his heart. These people, they do not want me. They want to enjoy. Let them enjoy. Let them see. And as a human being, you are given now this discriminating power. If you do not use it, then you are like birds and beasts, only eating, sleeping, defending and mating. What is this? This is not human being's duty. Even we have loved this, loved God, this human being for worship of Supreme God. Everything will get there. His roop, His sweetness of form, so tremendously beautiful. His words are tremendously sweet. And His lips are also tremendously sweet. Everything, what you have tested here, everything is there in Krishna. You will get everything. You will get a glimpse of it, whole world will be destroyed. Attachment will be immediately. No attraction. There will be no attraction. Now for that is here it is said that Gurudev, if he so-called Gurudev, then he had to take all the defects of the disciples. Because he is not particular about the rules and regulations. He is particular about mind and benefit. Not for God. He is not being for God, for the satisfaction of God. And the disciples, they also want such guru who will fulfill their desire. Whatever they want, they will. Many persons you will find such guru, they go to such guru. But when there will be real guru is not doing anything like this. So why this apprehension that our misdeeds, all these sins will go to him? But he has taken no responsibility. Because it is directed by Supreme Lord. They are doing for that. If there be any spiritual power, if there be any such, then no, you become disciple to us, taking this thing and doing this thing, then he will also have spiritual power. He will not be actual bona fide guru. So that fear is not there. And again, here it is said that now the way I can relate to this point of view is I may or may not have understood it correctly within brackets here, that the guru takes some karma of a disciple when they commit sins. Committals of sins of the conditioned souls are natural because they have got previous impressions. You will get evidence from Gita. Opichet sudracharo bhajate maam ananda bhag sadhra vasamantabva sambhag vyabhashitiyesha khipram bhavati sarva dharmatma Shashat Chanti Nigatyati Kaunte Pradayani Nave Bhakta Prashati. Yes. It is written in Gita. Opiche Sudaracharo. One devotee is worshipping me with one-pointed devotion, not many drop demigods. Those who are worshipping demigods, They have got different desires. Supreme Lord is one. He may have different pastimes, but He is one. He cannot be two. He is Supreme Lord. He is infinite. There is nothing can be outside infinite, outside absolute. Absolute Sri Krishna is one. and Sri Krishna's other forms are one. Many gods, there cannot be many gods. Many supreme lord. Many gods, so-called gods, from his energy. And those people who want all these material benefits, they go to them. They will have no solution. They will come to this world and always they will pass through cycles of birth and death. What benefit they will get? But that is, we should have firm belief that Supreme Lord is one and the original form of Supreme Lord is Nandanandan Sri Krishna. And in this very Kali Yuga, we have got this opportunity. We should not lose this. And we should take this opportunity. And we shall make late. No, don't make late. Don't make late. Your weakness will remain to the last of your, at the time of your death. If you don't start bhajan, how you will go? When you shall have taste of the divinity, Supreme Lord, then you will have no desire for all these things, non-general things. It requires taste of the transcendental Supreme Lord, with all existence, all knowledge, all beliefs, all kind of ananda is there. Spiritual sense organs, there is this is material sense organs. Spiritual sense organs object is Madan Mohan. That is our object. If you can have taste of it, a glimpse of it, then your attraction to in this world will be finished completely. But yogis, gyanis, if you suppress it, any moment you may fall down. You have to take shelter to Supreme Lord, He will rescue you. Suddha Bhakta is straight, take shelter. And at the time of difficulty, Supreme Lord comes. But He has got the nature to rescue the surrendered souls. That is the nature of Supreme Lord. Not unsurrendered souls, surrendered souls. So we should have some weakness. Here it is written. He has started bhajan, but due to previous bad deeds and bad influences, he committed some serious offense. Don't think him as asadhu. In Gita it is said. Opiche surat bhajate ma marandabhai. Still he is worshipping me. Because after committing that offense, he will have serious, severe repentance. By that repentance, everything will be destroyed. He should be simple-hearted. There should not be deceitfulness. Those who are cheats, they are cheating themselves, they are cheating others. But those who have simple-heartedness, due to previous karma, they might have done some wrong. Don't say him as a sadhu. He will be sadhu because he has not given up bhajan. Upiche sudraja bhajate maha maranna bhag. Sadhu eva sambhavati. It will take time because so much momentum is there. For 4 lakhs of human births and other births, those impressions are in the heart. You have imbibed them. How we can drive it out from your heart? Gradually it will go. But you should have simple-heartedness. Simple-hearted people's defects are forgiven. But cheats, they do not want anything. Their defects will take them to the hell. They are cheating everybody. You should be simple-hearted. God is residing with you. He is omniscient. He knows everything, what you are thinking. Nobody can deceive God. It is impossible. Why you should think? Karmandavadikarsa mahaphalishu kadachana. As we have got this body, we can do karma as per our inclination. But fruits are at the hand of the Supreme Lord. While fruits are at the hand of the Supreme Lord, why you are fighting with the others? You are reaping the fruits of your own action. Those persons, those other beasts and birds, and they are instrumental. They are not the cause. I am reaping the fruits of my action. They are only instrumental. Why you should spoil your time? Because you have got this human birth. Whenever you learn that this birth is meant for bhajan, you should start bhajan immediately. Shubhasya Sigram. Ashubhasya Kaloharanam. Shubhasya Sigram. This is the advice of Ravan, demon, to Lakshman, when Ramchandra, after giving the life, on the deathbed, Ravan was on deathbed, not died, and he sent Lakshman to Ravan to take advice that we shall return after 14 years, how to govern the country. Then Lakshman went there and wanted to take advice. He said, as Supreme Lord Ramchandra wanted me to say, you should think, whenever any doing for general welfare, you should do it immediately. Any doing of good should be done immediately. And any kind of doing of bad things, you have to delay. You make delay. If you delay it, then you will be saved from this. I did not do this. After consulting with Surpanakha, I abducted, I took away Ram Sita Devi. And now I have destroyed with all the family members. Nobody is there. But I had the desire that some people should go to heaven. And all the demigods are under me. But I thought it, I would do it later on. I could not do it. Whatever good you should do immediately. It may be that after three, four years it may have a slip due to previous flow of evil thoughts. You have to fight against them. When evil thoughts will come, you have to try to suppress it. Yet you may do some wrong. But when it will come again, it will come with less momentum. Mass into velocity, get momentum. In this way, you have to suppress the evil thoughts and you have to increase your good thoughts. When good thoughts will prevail, then you are realized straight. Why you should delay, make delay? If God takes you, and God will take you, if you want it from the heart, He will take you to the real devotee. And real devotee will come to you. There will be no difficulty. By the grace of Supreme Lord, you will get devotee. And by the grace of devotee, you will get Supreme Lord. You would have got deep connection. But that is me. So, you should not think about if I do some sin. But if you go to all these persons, they are doing as guru and giving mantra with some material targets, then you will be deceived. If you are sincere, nahi kalyanakit katti durgati tate gacchati, Krishna said in the Gita. If anybody is sincere, nobody can deceive him. God is there. He will find the right person. No. However, the argument against this, from what I have heard, is that unless one actually takes initiation, unless one
surrenders fully
unto the lotus feet of the bona fide guru, all the effort one puts into performing devotional service is actually in vain. Yes, you have to try, you should be sincere, simple hearted, you should accept those rules and regulations, though all these commandments and all these prohibitions, positive assertions and negative assertions, you have to take, you have to get, you have to accept this and try immediately start bhajan. After performing bhajan for 2 years perhaps, you had a sleep and you wanted to perform bhajan as household, sometimes as ascetic, and you went back. Don't be disheartened. I saw those who went back to their family life. I met them many. When I met them after some years, they are crying and they could not remain with their family members because they saw the sadhus, they saw all these things at the time of the pressure of the fulfillment of the desires of the sense organs, they have done something wrong. But it will not last long. When they will go, you will understand they have committed wrong mistake. You will understand mistake. And they remain separately. I found many. And one person, he gave up everything. And he was weeping so much that I had to give again. Will you please give me mantra again? And correct me in this way. So, if you would not start at the time of death, whatever you will think, you will be born accordingly. Jam jangvash param bhavamute jantante kalevaram tamtamute kounte satat bhavai. By thinking dog, 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 you die, then you will be dog. Thinking any of the living thing of this world, you will think about parrot, you will think about any other monkey, etc., then you will have this. But for that reason, you have to prepare yourself so that at the time of death, you can remember Krishna. Then you will go to that place. Why you should stop it? Because any moment this body may perish. And again we shall get this body. There is no guarantee. No guarantee. Jaravarat, the eldest son of Vishwadev, so much penance he performed, giving up his own country and all family members. But he had attachment with one deer, and thinking deer he died, and next birth he became deer. What is the guarantee of us? No guarantee. So it will not be good. Shubhasya shigram, ashubhasya. If you got evil desire, then make delay. But for good desire, you should not make delay. So the question is, what is the recommended course of action regarding these two arguments? Should I wait until I feel ready to commit myself? How long you will wait? Wait, waiting, 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 and your body finishes. What will be next? Where you will go, you don't know. It is very difficult to get human birth. and much difficult, more difficult to get a bona fide devotee. More difficult. Should I wait until I feel ready to commit myself? Yes, he should be ready for accepting all these rules and regulations. That she should do. Because without this, you will have no enhancement of devotion or spiritual life. Should I seek to take initiation as soon as the opportunity arises? Yes. Yes. Not from a pseudo devotee, but a real devotee. You have to cry, you have to pray to Nityananda Gauranga, because they have come to rescue all and give the highest frame to all, without consideration. See, you utter their name and pray to them, and they will make arrangement. You are not to think about this, it is within you. At risk of passing karma to my guru, such guru, real guru, it will not touch them. If it is the pseudo guru, then they will have difficulty. Real guru, they do not think they are guru. They are serving Krishna.